We are almost finished with our 2010 American Icon series. And for the last few weeks, we've been asking you to decide what our 10th and final icon of the series is going to be. We have gotten some incredibly good suggestions from all over the country. The Sound and the Fury, the Airstream trailer, Levi's jeans, the movie Jaws. But there was one pitch that we couldn't stop thinking about.
I remember how amazing it was that these otherwise very serious adults in my life were getting so obsessive about a TV show.
Laura Dietrich, who lives in Pittsburgh, suggested the TV show Dallas, which ran from 1978 to 1991 on CBS.
It still evokes for me fairly happy memories of watching the show with my grandmother, because my grandmother was just obsessed. We had to be home in time to watch this show. And she had this old Curtis Mathis console TV that sat on the floor, so you could lay right in front of the TV. So watching TV with her was fun to begin with. And I would lay on the floor watching this, and the theme song would come on, and you'd get this loud, bombastic music and this kind of grand vision of the city of Dallas. It was such a contrast with the small town in Ohio that I lived in and the sort of average middle-class life that we live.
And why is the show, do you think, an American icon? What makes it that?
What struck me about the show is how important it was outside of the United States in establishing a sort of vision of what the United States is to people who've never been there. And I guess the best example I can give, I spent a lot of time in Germany and Austria, and I was at the Legoland Park in Germany with my kids a few years ago, and they were playing music before the park opened to get these kids excited about going into this amusement park. And they played the Dallas theme song. They played a kind of techno version of it, but that was supposed to get people excited about spending their day in this theme park. And it really struck me that, yeah, this has had a really lasting impact on how Central Europeans see Americans.
And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a kind of mixed bag, but it makes the United States and capitalism more broadly look glamorous and fun.
Well, Laura, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for talking to me. I'm so glad you're doing the show.
Our American Icons piece on Dallas will air after the first of the year.